Let's talk bakeries, or at least one bakery in Kamloops. Robin and Sean Haley have owned Irwin's Bakery since 2008. The bakery itself first opened in 1971. Like many entrepreneurs, they've decided to retire and are now wanting to sell the business. So what would it cost if you wanted to buy it? Well, not as much as you think. Joining me now to discuss the bakery and its unique cost is Robin Haley, who owns Irwin's Fine Baking and Delicatessen with her husband, Sean. Robin, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Jazz. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no, I thought it was a fabulous story, and I wanted to learn more about it. Now, as I said, you've had the business since 2008. I'm going to guess, like every entrepreneur, every small business owner, it takes a lot of work to keep a bakery running every single day, especially with the long hours.
It absolutely does. We've been very fortunate. Our Irwin's Bakery, being an independent bakery, we've been able to morph the business quite a bit to adapt to the changes driven by COVID. So I count myself very fortunate.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand when you bought the business in 2008, and if I think back, that's when the financial crisis hit as well. So not only have you gone through COVID, but you also had to deal with the financial crisis.
We closed the deal exactly 1 month before the financial crisis hit in October.
Oh, wow. That's got to be some tough days, I bet. And then just the, oh, my God.
Well, we went from a steep learning curve to a vertical learning curve. In hindsight, we were probably very lucky because it really did force us to pay very close attention to every aspect of the business immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a lot of very experienced staff. Some had been with Irwin for years. And it would have been very easy to just sort of slide along.
Hmm. So clearly, like any entrepreneur, you've got a lot of long days of hard work and a lot of challenges and struggle. And now you want to retire and enjoy your days. And you've put it up for sale. So tell me, how much is the bakery? What is it selling for?
$1,000.
$1,000. Now, so if I came in with a $1,000 check, you would sell me the business, or is there more?
No, there's more to it than that. What we wanted to do was to create an opportunity, one for us to reach the greatest number of people we could, so to give us the best chance of finding the exact right person or people to take over this business from us. So how we've done that is by creating a contest. And it's a skills contest. People can enter online at ownabakerycontest.ca and submit their letter or their essay outlining their experience, their skill set. If there's no Irwin's, if they've grown up with it, maybe they have a vision.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just looking at it online has given them ideas. So anything that tells us about them. We'll be grading all those submissions. We have our brain trust who will be making the final decision once we've narrowed it down to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And in the event of a tie, we have an incredible woman who will be our tiebreaker. And she's a well-known, renowned performance coach. So she has a great insight.
Hmm. So,
and the fee for entering is $1,000.
$1,000 to enter. So how did you come up with this idea?
I would love to take credit,
but
several years ago, I read a story about a woman who had become a widow and was trying to sell her home in Alberta. And the home was very, very expensive, and it was at a time when the Alberta economy was in a little bit of a slump.
Mm-hmm.
So she came up with the idea of a letter-writing contest. And one of the things that struck me about reading her story was how she wanted to find a way for a family who would never be able to afford a home like theirs to realize the home of their dreams. And that resonated with me. Because I know there are an unbelievable number of incredibly talented entrepreneurs out there who do not have the assets to leverage in order to buy a business or start a business even in the conventional method.
Hmm.
You know, if we went on the market today, our business would be $500,000. That's a lot of money, and it's hard for people to come up with it.
That is true. That is a lot of money. Can you give me a sense of what your day looks like, an average day for somebody who owns a bakery? I'm assuming people are going to come in for bread. You probably have to, you know, bake it early in the day. So those that want to apply, what does a day look like for you and your husband?
Well, we're very lucky. Even though we have reduced staff now, we still have Daryl, who has been with us for nearly 40 years. He is a highly skilled red steel baker. So he's responsible for the breads and buns, and he's the one that comes in at 2 a.m. to do that.
2 a.m. though.
Yeah.
just in case he calls in sick one day, so any future owner knows, there may
then
be a 2 a.m. wake-up call.
We are down to 25% of our staff. So at the moment, there's Daryl, my husband, myself, and my mom comes in part-time to help us during our lunch break. Mm-hmm. Sean and I arrive. Most days we get here around 6 a.m. If I have, you know, a large catering order or something, I may come in early. And we are open from 8:30 till 3:30. And we have gotten really good at getting a lot of stuff done in the day so that we're out the door usually by 4. Having said that, seasonally at Christmas, you can reasonably expect to work about 80 to 90 hours a week during December, simply because of the volume of baking that has to be done. And the way we do it, we're small batch, scratch baking, everything's by hand. So when I make 1,000 Christmas cookies, they're all piped by hand. You know, so that takes time.
Wow.
And I spend a couple of hours on the weekend doing my paperwork.
Like every small business person that has to.
Exactly.
The paperwork does not go away.
No, and if anybody's ever contemplated a business or had a small business, you never really truly leave it, right? It's mm-hmm. always on your mind. It's your baby.
Yeah,
so in COVID, what we've done is when it's time for us to have a holiday, we simply close the doors for a couple of weeks and we take our break. And that seems to have worked out really well. Customers are very supportive of it and very understanding.
Have you, in the time that you've owned the bakery and since the bakery has been there since 1971, people, you know, my sense is that people want fresh, they want local. Are you seeing that sort of resurgence or at least a demanding customer that says, look, I don't want something generic. I do want something that's local. I want something that's healthy. There seems to be a not a growing trend, but certainly a demand for that this day and age.
I would say there is a growing demand for it. We've been very fortunate, again, that we are well known. Irwin's Bakery is known for making everything here. In fact, we're one of the last, if not the last, bakeries in the interior that actually makes all of our own doughs and pastries, even our puff pastries. It's unheard of these days.
Wow.
Everything we make is chemical-free. There's no additives, there's no preservatives, there's no shelf life extenders. And people are starting to recognize that the chemicals that are being added into some of the generic foods are having an impact.
Yeah.
We get people several times a week to come through the door and say, what can I eat? My doctor says I need to avoid this and this. And this Irwin's Bakery is a place you can do that because we know exactly what's in every product we produce. So we're finding an uptick in that.
That is great to hear. Robin, so just to confirm, so those listening around Metro Vancouver and Southern Vancouver Island and wherever else by streaming, it's Own a Bakery Contest .ca. It's a $1,000 application, and the essay itself, does it have to be one page, two pages, as long as somebody wants it?
It's up to the individual. I would rather somebody gave me their full story than worried about hitting a word count, so we did not accept that.
Mm-hmm.
They can either fill it out all online, or they can create the document on the computer and upload it.
Mm-hmm.
There is a spot to do that on the site, and there's a grading sheet on the site, so they know what exactly we're looking for and how much value we're placing on each component.
Well, it sounds like a fabulous bakery, certainly a fabulous community as well. I hope you hit the 500 application mark, and I wish you all the best in retirement as well. Certainly sounds like you've earned it. Thank you so much, Robin.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for your time.
All right, that is Robin Haley. She owns Irwin's Fine Baking and Delicatessen with her husband, Sean. And like she said, they want to give away this bakery based on the best essay that they receive. Now, when you hand in that essay, the entry fee is $1,000. The deadline is July 20th. Once again, if you want to own a bakery in the interior, it's the contest site is ownabakerycontest.ca, and you would own Irwin's Fine Baking and Delicatessen in Kamloops.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.